Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here with our fabulous shows and great hosts each week, just breaking those myths about mompreneurs and dabbling in business and all the rest of that. And today, it's our rotating. We're back to Wednesdays. Happy June, everybody. I can't believe it's June already. And it is the first Wednesday of the month, and we all know what that means. It means the sneaky mom is here. And I can't wait to hear what Kaz has to share. And I'm going to share for me that I'm in a stormy area right now. So if I drop out, Kaz is going to be there just sharing the show. And unfortunately, you won't hear me laugh at some of the really great things he has to share. But for those of you who don't know Kaz, Kaz Winter is a mompreneur since 1974. Way before, I'm here from 94. So, you know. And even then, we didn't have a name. So way back from before, we had this glorious name of Mompreneur, and she is the creator of everythingfamily.net. And really, go over, take a look at all of the fabulous books and everything that Kaz shares. I mean, it's so much fun to be there on her website. And so I'm excited to hear what our sneaky mom is going to be sharing to deal with summer boredom. Because school's out, the bane of the existence for the mom who works from home. Right, Kaz?
That's right.
I'm serious. School? You know, my mom's birthday was September 6th, and every year I'd be like, Mommy, what do you want for your birthday? And she would always say, you go back to school, it's present enough. And I would always be like, oh, come on, Mom, I'm serious. And she's like, trust me, so am I.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. Yeah, and you know, these ideas can be for moms who are working too, you know, because they're not with a sitter or a caregiver all the time or in a program all the time. And so when moms are home, they can still be bored. So we want to banish summer boredom with ideas that are enjoyable. And as I told you when we set the title for the show, these sneaky mom ideas have learning written all over them, but it's an invisible ink, so the kids aren't going to be able to see it. So how long do you think it might be before you hear those words, I'm bored, there's nothing to do, from a child who is home for summer vacation? After being in a structured school environment, which often means being overloaded with too much work to do and a high level of stress because of testing, time off for a few months is a major contrast. Kids handle it in different ways. A few have plans for projects to do, books to read, friends to see, and places to go. But many, however, are just bored and will watch TV or movies, play video games, sleep, or just spend time sitting around with friends complaining that there's nothing to do. Being bored isn't fun. So what do you do when there's nothing to do? With a little encouragement, here are some interesting sneaky mom activities that can provide a good time, include friends, and keep kids learning while they think they are playing all summer long. Winding down after the pressure of school is okay. It's normal for some students to just veg out and do very little at the beginning of summer. But that doesn't fascinate them for long, and before long, the be bored word can end up showing up. When our kids were young, the word bored was my cue to find work for them to do. It sometimes involved cleaning and organizing their rooms. Other times, they were encouraged to create their own fun so they could avoid that work. Either way, they were busy and no longer bored. Whether you are at home with your child or children or taking them to a place, the following ideas can be worked into a summer schedule so children can continue to learn while they are having fun. There are many ways for students to keep learning throughout summer vacation, all the while thinking they're just playing and having a good time. When that happens, it's almost magic, and the activities make good summer memories. And that's a fun part, too. Some of these ideas are favorites, and they can be adjusted or adapted for various ages and interests of kids, too. And this time of year is a great one for pursuing things that they enjoy, whether it's spending time outdoors, connecting with friends, playing games, reading, doing crafts, cooking, sports, water play, or using their imaginations, or just learning some new skills, something they'd like to know how to do. Probably one of the favorite summer activities involves staying cool by playing with or in water. Of course, water is always a safety issue, and if swimming pools, lakes, rivers, creeks, et cetera, are involved, an adult needs to be monitoring the kids. And aside from swimming and diving, there are other water activities and ways to cool off. If you have a lawn sprinkler or a garden hose, kids can play and feel refreshed just by running around and playing in it as the water sprays on them. Water balloons can be tossed back and forth between friends with splashes of coolness, but you do need to make sure that all the balloon pieces get disposed of because they are a choking hazard for small children especially, but anyone can choke on them. A water pinata is a fun way to cool off on a hot day. You can fill plastic bags with about a gallon of water, tie a knot at the top of the bag, and then attach a rope to the water bag and hang it outdoors over a tree limb or whatever else you can find. And then kids can hit it with a broomstick or a handle. You could do it like a pinata game where the kid is blindfolded and turned around or whatever, or just let it hang there and let one at a time let them swing at it. And, of course, you have to make sure that the players are out of safety range, you know, out of range so they don't get hit. And when the bag breaks, those who are within splashing distance get wet. And every player can get a chance to get under the bag and get rained on when they break it. It's a cool fun, cool way to have fun. And it doesn't involve the sugar high that comes with a candy pinata. Some other games for getting wet might just involve squirting with spray bottles that are full of water or tossing wet sponges back and forth to one another. Of course, these are outdoor activities. In the evenings outside, it's still warm. And if you live in a neighborhood where playing outdoors in the early evenings is an okay thing to do, simple childhood games like hide-and-seek or ghost in the graveyard are still fun and interactive. And it's a time to be with friends. It's also a good time to look for fireflies, you know, lightning bugs, if they live in your area. I did that as a kid in Pennsylvania, but we don't have them here in Phoenix, which is really disappointing. In Arizona, though, we do have, one of the favorite things kids like to do is to make sun tea. It's a favorite beverage for hot days. You just fill a gallon-sized glass jar with water and add 4 to 6 tea bags in it. The more tea bags you put, the stronger the flavor. Cover the top of the jar and put it outside in the sun until the tea colors the water. The length of time makes it milder or lighter, too. And so you can watch when it's about a good color, you think, for tea, then you can bring it in. And kids can watch as the sun cooks the tea and the color of the water changes. You add ice and a bit of lemon or sweetener to it and pour it into cups or glasses. And they can cool off by drinking tea that they made by themselves using sunshine, which is kind of a fun thing to do. They can play with bubbles. You can purchase jars of bubbles or make your own with a bit of detergent in a plastic bottle filled with water. And our experience is that the Dawn dish detergent makes the best bubbles. It's not really a promotion. It's just what we did. And if you buy jars of bubbles, they come with plastic wands. But you can also bend a flexible wire to make different shapes, like maybe a star-shaped wand. But no matter what shape you use, those bubbles are always going to be round. That's a sneaky mom part of the science fun. You can also wrap a rubber band around a handful of about 6 plastic straws. You can dip one end of this group of straws into some bubble solution and then blow air through the opposite end, and it makes a whole bunch of bubbles at once. If you have little kids, you have to make sure they don't drink the bubble solution. And you can also look for rainbows in bubbles because the sunlight makes those. Watermelons and summer go well together. One of our kids' fun activities was a watermelon seed spitting contest. This is played outdoors on a paved area where seeds can be visible. It is fun. And the idea is to see who can spit their melon seeds the farthest distance. Awesome. And they'll keep that going for a while. They can save the seeds that they've, you know, pick them up and save the seeds and then dry them, and they can plant them and grow watermelons for next summer if they want to. And some kids also sometimes enjoy using interesting kitchen tools. And a watermelon ball scoop is kind of fun. So you can use it to make melon balls out of watermelon, and you can eat them plain, or you can mix them with other fruit to make a fruit salad. You can also make cantaloupe or honeymelon balls to include. It's simple food preparation. It helps a child feel good about what they've made. And older kids might want to carve designs in the melon rind to make a decorative bowl to hold the fruit salad. So you cut the melon in half and you can use a paring knife to carve into the rind so that the white part shows, and then whatever their decoration is will be a design on the bowl that they have made. It's creative, artistic kind of fun for older kids who can do it safely, and it makes a lovely centerpiece for a special dinner or something like that, or a picnic even. If you will be traveling on vacation, you can show a child how to read a map and explain what the symbols mean. Mark the way you're going to go. Point out all the things they can look for along the way. These can include the names of cities or towns, rivers, mountains, signs that tell where they're going, and more. Let the older kids calculate the number of miles you will travel or the distances from one stop to the next. If you are doing a homecation, a child might come up with a map of your neighborhood and mark places important to them, including the location of your house, those of friends, school, stores, parks, etc. You can even go to Google Earth and look at your neighborhood. Try to find your home and other familiar places. If maps are fun, a kid can create a map of an imaginary place and include whatever things interest them, or they might make a map to go with one of their favorite stories. Imagination reigns, and stuff like that is fun because it's not something that everybody else is doing, so it makes them feel special. Play tossing games and keep score. There are endless ways to play. You can roll up socks and toss them into a laundry basket box or a big plastic bowl. That might be one way to get kids to help fold laundry. You can throw a shuttlecock through a hoop and make one just by tying a rubber ball in the center of a piece of fabric. Or you could use an empty cardboard box for a tossing game. Cut one or more holes in the box and draw or paint targets, and you can throw them through the holes. Or you could even make a picture of a clown's face and try to get the thing through the mouth, you know, into the box.
Easy for you to say.
Well, a kid could draw it. A kid could draw it. They're not as fussy as we are. It doesn't
have
to be perfect.
I know, it's funny. No. I just had to laugh. You know the joke. Oh, it's easy for you to say.
It's fun, though. It really is. You could even just cut it, you know, a piece of cardboard, stand it at an angle, and cut a hole in it. You can also toss little things for the older kids, like buttons or jelly beans or pebbles, into like cups of a muffin tin or a plastic bowl. And you can mark each of the little cups in there or the bowls with points so that you can keep score as to how many points you get when you toss the things. It's just fun. If you have an old sheet that's ready for a rag bag, you could cut some holes in it and hang it over a rope outdoors and toss water balloons through the holes. Or toss balls to whatever you choose. And sometimes you need cool things to do indoors on a hot day. And one activity that we've used often was salt dough. The younger kids use it like clay to make anything from critters to play food. And they had the best time squishing it through a garlic press. It's just fun stuff to do. It's creative, and they can make jewelry, toys, 3D things, handprints, anything that can either be, they can air dry it or it can be baked in an oven and painted. It's just fun stuff to do. And the recipe is 1 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of salt, 1 teaspoon of salad oil, and 1/2 to 3/4 of a cup of water. Just mix it to make it like clay. And Dori, I think it's time for telling who is sponsoring this show.
Well, thanks, Kaz. I'm still laughing about spitting watermelon seeds. You know, that had to just be priceless. And I mean, you know, I can remember doing it, so it was just so much fun. Our sponsors today, I just want to say hello and thank you to our sponsors today, ifnotyouwho.org and Peggy Caruso from Life Coaching and Beyond. And I'm going to just let you guys hear a little bit from Debbie
and
Alyssa.
How do you know if your child is ready for kindergarten? It's a big question, and the answer involves much more than the ABCs, counting from 1 to 20, or having you read to them every day. IfNotYouWho.org is a research-based website, and it's free. Created by 3 classroom teachers and moms, the website offers more than 300 selected activities for you to do at home with your child. Fun, simple, and everything your child needs to know is covered. How to be a better listener. How to become more patient. How to improve their memory and motor skills. Plus, colors, letters, and much, much more. IfNotYouWho.org. 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 Stop by, take a look, and give it a try. You don't have to hope.
Oops, I think I hit the button. Sorry, that was me. And I'm sure she was going to say something else, but we missed it. And now I want you to hear a little bit from Peggy from Life Coaching and Beyond.
Hi, my name is Peggy Caruso, and I am the founder of Life Coaching and Beyond. I'm an executive and personal development coach, author, and eight-time entrepreneur. I have 22 years' experience. I'm able to extend my life coaching services due to my experience and education with NLP and hypnotherapy. I assist entrepreneurs, executives, stay-at-home moms, college students, teens, and children. My newest book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, is a book for parents on preventative measures to avoid the negativity of bullying, cutting, divorce, social media, and internet issues. I also help parents understand the developmental periods of a child's life and what happens during those times. I then implement success principles, and I assist children in becoming a kidpreneur. I have them focus on persistence, gratitude, and masterminding.
And we are back with the sneaky mom, Kaz Winters. And, you know, I just love all of the women in our mompreneur marketplace. You can visit us at wordofmomradio.com and then hit the button for the mompreneur marketplace and scroll down and meet all of these wonderful women who are here behind Word of Mom Radio. And now we are back to that sneakiest of moms, Kaz Winters.
Ooh, sneakiest. I like that.
Hey, you know, me too. Just came out.
All right. One of the fun things to do in the summer is to play in a tent. And if it's really hot outside, you can make one indoors. It could be a blanket tent or a sheet tent in the living room. Or you could just drape a sheet over the tabletop or something like that. Or you can set up a real tent outdoors or a blanket tent outdoors. Sometimes even a large cardboard box will do the trick. A child can pretend it's a castle. They can play all sorts of things, imagining different things as to what they're doing. It could be a camping adventure. They could even eat lunch in their tent. An unstructured play like this is the most creative kind. It develops a child's ability to imagine all kinds of things, and to solve problems, too. And they will often make up their own story or act it out in play. Dolls, teddy bears, and other toys can be invited. If a child is outside, I'm getting an echo on here, and I don't know why.
You're not echoing here.
You're not echoing. Okay, I'm not echoing there. That's good. If a child is outside, they might be interested in watching bugs. A magnifying glass can make this extra fun because it makes more details obvious, and kids feel like adventurers. And you have to watch and explain that, you know, things like bees, hornets, and black widow spiders should be avoided. Watch out for the bugs that can hurt them. And teach them. You can show them pictures or whatever. You know, look it up online and see what they look like. A temporary bug home can be made by putting some grass in a jar and punching some air holes in the lid with a hammer and nail. Now, the holes should be smaller than the size of most bugs so they don't just crawl out. And you can put, you can catch them with a net if you have one and add them to the jar. Or you can just watch them with the magnifying glass and not do anything else. If they are in the jar, release them after you've observed them, because that's the right thing to do. You can develop some coordination skills by making tin can stilts. You begin with two empty coffee cans, because these are large enough to walk on, and use a church key style of a can opener that has a pointed cutter so it can press into the can and leave a triangular opening. So you make openings on opposite edges of the bottom of each of the two cans. And then you cut a rope the size that is a little more than twice the length from the top of the tin cans to the child's hands, and add enough for the width of the can and a little bit to tie a knot. So you put that piece of rope through the holes and you tie it on the inside of the cans so that it's strong. And then the open can ends become the bottoms. and you tie the ropes together at the top, or you tie the ropes together so they have a handle. Each rope is a handle, one for each foot, and they place their feet on the tops of the cans, and by holding the ropes, they can walk around on tin can stilts. And we have pictures of our kids doing that, and they had the best time ever. It was just hysterical stuff. You can give a child a camera. Show them how to use it and let them take some pictures. And you carefully guide younger children, especially, to make sure that camera remains in good condition. But offer them props like silly hats and old clothes. They could pretend to be various characters or invent silly situations for pictures. Let them take pictures of one another or scenery, special toys, their room, things that are growing outdoors, or more. It's not only a fun time, but it's a way of teaching them a skill and getting them interested in an activity that results in a collection of memories that they will cherish at some time. You can plant seeds and watch things grow. You can save seeds from fruit or vegetables that you eat, put them in pots in the ground outdoors, or in the ground outdoors if you have a place. A child can do the planting and then have the responsibility of watering the seeds. And they need to maybe make a chart that says how often they have to water them, or check them every day to see if they need a drink. It's a learning process, but one without serious consequences. You can always plant more seeds if they wilt and die or dry out or whatever they might do. And that you can put the pots in a place where they will get sunlight and then watch to see what the sprouts look like and enjoy watching them grow. You can also plant things like the top of a pineapple. You can cut off the top and put it in moist soil in a pot, and it will grow. I've always got one in my kitchen window. It takes about 4 years to produce fruit, and I've never had one actually do that, but that's what I've read. But a child can enjoy it and care for it, even if it doesn't make a pineapple. And we've grown seeds from oranges, grapefruits, apples, and other things. And while none of those ever actually grew to tree size, we did enjoy watching them and learning from them, you know, learning about them as they were growing. We've also had many gardens outdoors, and our kids got a kick out of seeing flowers and eating veggies that they grew by themselves. It's a great way to feel accomplished, capable, and proud, whether you're 4 years old or 40. Take a hike, go on a walk in your neighborhood, or just get out in nature. Do it together. Look for birds, critters, bugs, plants, people, cars, airplanes, trees, clouds, just about anything else you can find. You can choose something and count how many you see while you're walking. Spot colors. Watch for anything you find that is maybe red or something like that. Make it a game. It makes for conversation, learning, and memories too. Or instead of just walking, you might even try skipping or running part of the way. It's a perfect time to have real conversations with older children as well. You might also take a focus hike, and while you are walking, make a game of spotting various things. You might look for pretty rocks or bugs or just things that you see around as you're taking your walk. And pictures in the clouds are always fun to find. And if you take a walk at night, if you've got street lights and stuff like that in your area, you can also look at the stars and the planets or the moon and still see your way around. It's good to see how your awareness of your surroundings will change. And another thing you can do while you're walking is you can take a bag and pick up trash along the way. So that's making a difference. Take time to make others smile. Kids can make original greeting cards using their artistic talents and give them to others. The results of their efforts can brighten the day of a friend, a grandparent, or someone who might be lonely, ill, or sad. And it can help a child feel that what they do is valued. Arts and crafts are fun for many children and can involve paint, scissors, paper, paste, clay, markers, and all kinds of other things like wooden craft sticks, ribbons, seashells, pebbles, pipe cleaners, or paper plates. We supplied all kinds of different tools and materials and just said, what can you do with this? And it was amazing. They always came up with lots of creative things. Hobbies are a good thing to do in the summer, whether it's collections or making things. It's fun to do. And games and puzzles are great ways to spend vacation time with friends. And there's time for conversation that happens then, too. Jigsaw puzzles are especially fun, but card games and other things keep them learning while they're not in the classroom. It's a good time to learn magic tricks as well. And that's one thing that our kids did, and it gives them a sense of one-upmanship, and quite frankly, knowing how a trick is done is the best part and just plain fun. So whether they're outdoors or indoors, it's a time where they've got a break from the classroom, and you can even make sure that they have a break from TV or a computer screen. Get them to do different things, hike, explore, swim, climb, run, discover. Younger kids like to play Let's Pretend, you know, house, school, store, or restaurant, or whatever it might be. And they're learning skills, you know. They can be learning how to count money or making change if they're playing store or using math for other kinds of things. And those who are full of energy can do gymnastics or, you know, different things like that, dancing, kid yoga, or what other sort of activities they really like. So that's pretty much where we are. We've got some ideas that should get everybody through. And there are more ideas on my website at www.everythingfamily.net/summer activities, all one word, .htm as in Mary. So now you've got all kinds of ideas, and my Motherload book has more than 5,000 activities for kids, and that is at everythingfamily.net/Motherload, L-O-D-E, .htm as in Mary. All right, Dory, back to you.
Kaz, I always have so much fun listening to your show, and it always brings back different memories of things that I did with the kids. You know, we always made our own cards, and the first year that I did so, it was so funny when my son Danny, and he made his first, you know, he's making Christmas cards for everybody, and then on the back in crayon, I wrote Hallmark. Yeah. And I'll never forget my sister-in-law when she turned the card over and just she burst out into laughter. And I was like, hey, you know, we only care to send the very best in this family, you know. But we did. We had our greeting card company. And, you know, I think back with my mother could grow anything and everything. And I remember giving my mother an avocado pit. Remember the avocado pit experiment where you put the two toothpicks and either side and you floated in the water. Yeah.
Right.
By the following year, my mother had this avocado tree that was in our living room that would bear fruit.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she could grow anything.
I've grown a lot, but I never got fruit.
Yeah. Oh, no, my mother was amazing. My friend gave her a plant whose name was Droopy, so need I say more? And, you know, 6 months later, Droopy was like this tree with cuttings that my mother had made, like, you know, another 18 plants from. It was just, she was remarkable. That woman had the greenest of green thumbs. But, yeah, I think about that with the avocado pit. And, you know, it's one of those things in that everything you learned in kindergarten, that no matter which way you put the seed in the soil, the roots always grow down.
Yes.
You know? Because nature finds its way. Well, I thank you for a fun show. What's coming up next month?
Next month is going to be, we're going to make it a month of independence. We're going to help children progress in learning a variety of skills in areas of their own special interests. So they're going to learn how to do a lot of things on their own.
How's
that sound?
That sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. And we've been sharing some of our live shows and some of our archives and our tweets and our posts. So my next live show is Thursday next week. No, actually, Janice will be here Tuesday. I'm not sure what's on Janice's show Tuesday. And then Thursday, I will actually be here with Jessica Rowan with a fabulous product that she's created called the Broom Snuggie, which actually lets you sweep and mop at the same time, which is a pretty cool thing for moms with especially young kids. So I don't know about you, but I would have loved to have swept and mopped in the same way. So I can't wait to share her and what she's doing. So Kaz, thanks again for a fabulous Sneaky Mom show. Thank you to our fabulous sponsors, ifnotyouwho.org and Peggy Caruso at Life Coaching and Beyond. And more importantly, thank you to everybody tuning in live and in archive. We love sharing with you. So we will see you here next week on Word of Mom Radio. And until then, this is Dory DiCarlo for Kaz Winters and everyone else involved in Word of Mom Radio. Thanks for listening, and go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Bye, Dori.